Blog Talk Radio.
We want to get right to that breaking news overnight. Hundreds protesting that deadly shooting in Louisiana, showing police officers shooting a man outside a convenience store.
I really want to know more about what happened.
Shooters everywhere. I wonder who next. Every day a hashtag. It's too late to protest. They don't want to see a young black man at his best. And to me, the latest fashion is a bulletproof vest. Why you trying to get signed? I'm just trying to stay alive. It's the same old song. Every time one of us die, we say black lives matter. But you see, they don't listen. Cause talk is real cheap. Too many niggas killing niggas. They say protect and serve. Guess they got it. Different meaning, cause it's hard to explain getting killed for no reason. Do the right thing, that's what Spike Lee said. But you see, that ain't working, cause they still shoot us dead.
If I knew then what I know.
Even for the police to take him away, nothing within his body language said intimidation. Nothing within his body said, shoot me. Nothing within his body language said, kill me, I want to be dead. He did not do nothing but what the police officer asked of us.
Respect your authority. Yeah, that's what they tell us, but they got me feeling like my skin color make them jealous. Evidence on camera, but they try to justify. And so what, they took an oath, they still find a way to lie. If you pay a nigga right, he ain't got nothing to say. So I ain't gotta explain what happened to Kevin Gacy. Say the wrong thing, they might lose a little money. They say land of the free, but we living in a jungle. What we doing ain't working. Tell me what's the next plan. Shit, we might not make the news, cause we dying too fast. Smarter than your average, but we still not thinking. And cameras ain't worked since that Rodney King beat.
What we've been doing is looking at the data, and we know that police somehow manage to de-escalate, disarm, and not kill white people every day. So what's going to happen is we are going to have equal rights and justice in our own country, or we will restructure their function and ours. So I don't want to hear any more about how far we've come when paid public servants can pull a drive-by and a 12-year-old playing alone in a park in broad daylight, killing him on television and then going home to make a sandwich. If you have no interest in equal rights for black people, then do not make suggestions to those who do.
The thing is that just because we're magic doesn't mean we're not real.
Don't miss out every Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out my whole crew on the Real Talk Roundtable with Tweety B, Miss Knack, The Guy Hayrule, K. Esco, DJ Sergeant Rock, and Snipe. Because it's that Real Talk Roundtable where we at.
All right, y'all. Real Talk Roundtable. Y'all in the building or what? What's
yeah,
up? We in the building.
Yeah.
You know
we in the ugly ass bitch. You know what I'm talking about? Trill.
We up in here. And we in here.
You know what I'm talking about? Let's get it on.
Okay,
shit. Hey.
Yo, have we had some type of weekend or what? This weekend.
Know.
Everybody went crazy.
Yeah, for real.
Oh my God.
Yeah, literally.
Right.
Literally.
You know, the thing
what's
that got
going
me,
on?
And I know we talked about it in season one, and we're back at it again in season two with these mass shootings. And we all decided, or we all agreed upon the fact that we didn't feel like stricter gun laws was going to help the situation. It's just not, because you there's no way you can police that. Like, you know. So it's all over the place, but we had two mass shootings, one in Dayton, Ohio, and one in El Paso, Texas. One at a Walmart and one outside of a nightclub. And a lot of people were hurt and a lot of people were killed. And we're going to talk about them. We're going to talk about both of them. This guy that was in El Paso, Texas at the Walmart, he was a 21-year-old by the name of Patrick Crucius. Patrick Crucius, and he went inside the Walmart and immediately just started shooting people. And
wow,
you know, it wasn't no warning. It wasn't no, you know, it was every man for themselves at that point. And there was a black private first class, Glendon Oakley, that was also there in the Walmart, and his instincts kicked in to get the kids, because it was kids that was running through the store by themselves with nobody. They didn't know which way to go or what to do. And this man just shooting everybody, everything in sight. He just shooting. So they, at the time when I first looked at the story, they didn't have a lot of information. So I've been jotting stuff down as they've been discovering stuff. And he came in the door with an AK-47, okay? And then they found out later that he had wrote like a racist manifest or something where he was praising the Christchurch, New Zealand shooter, and he denounced the increasing Hispanic population in Texas was a reasoning that he wanted to go and shoot the place up. And
damn.
He killed, you guys, like 19 people and wounded 26. And then now I think that's up to like 22 people that died.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's gone up some more.
Right.
And it's just a sad, sad thing when you can't go to the grocery store without somebody coming in there with an AK. What do you have to defend yourself against an AK coming in the door?
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I'm going to tell you about this other shooting, and then we can talk about them both. At the shooting in Dayton, it was outside of a bar called Ned Pepper's, and it's in the Oregon district out there. And then they were saying about 1:07 in the morning, he just opened fire wearing body armor outside of the club, just shot outside. The people that was out there was just getting shot or trying to move out the way from getting shot. And he had an AR-15. And this guy was 24 years old, and his name was Connor Betts, and he was from Bellbrook. And the police responded very quickly, though. They were there within a minute, within, you know, a minute's time they were there. And they ended up fatally shooting him on the scene because they were there so quickly and they saw what was going on. So they were able to take him out immediately. But at the time that I saw this story, I didn't see any information on what his motive was, though. So I don't know if they ever got to the bottom of that or not. But I just want to give you guys' thoughts on these situations. And my heart goes out to all of the families. Like, I don't have words. Like, for ignorance, I don't have no words. I don't even know how to what to say to that. It's just stupid. And so I'm going to let everybody talk and say what they think about it and what's happening. So we'll start with DJ Sergeant Rock. What's your thoughts on these two mass shootings?
You know, when we talk about shootings, you know what I'm saying, is never ever gonna be about no good ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Like in the movies, you know, the good guy always gets the bad guy, and you know what I'm saying? You know, beat him up, woo woo, blah blah blah. But this particular, it's a problem. And I think it's more or less more so a problem with everybody being so free to own a gun. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's terrible. I think it's just ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? You just take your feelings out on other people. You know what I'm saying? You just take your emotions out on other people. These other people ain't got nothing to do with you. got nothing to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? And you just shooting up motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I don't think crazy niggas need to have access to guns. Crazy motherfuckers need to have access to guns, period. You know what I'm saying? That's right. That's just my spiel on Trill.
Okay. Well, then, too, let me tell y'all some numbers that was thrown out today. In total, we had 249 mass shootings in 2019
wow.
so far. 17 of those
wow.
were deadly, and 10 of those took place through May. So, like, this is a serious issue. It's, I mean, 249 mass shootings is a problem. Y'all gonna mess around and let these folk bring the military in on this stupid shit. If you can send a black man to jail forever for whatever little stupid reason that you could think of, if you can't send your own down the same path for killing, I mean murdering, babies and all kind of people, these folks are went in there and killed. If y'all don't give that man something, I know something. If y'all don't give that man, and I'm talking about some hard stuff, because right now they charging the guy out in Texas. Let me see. They charging him with capital murder, okay? And based on the stuff that he posted on his manifest or whatever, they want to charge him on domestic terrorism and hate crime mm-hmm. charges. But,
right.
you know, that's a lot. That 22 people you kill, that's a lot of people. You ain't at war.
Yeah.
You don't win the war on these folks
right.
that didn't have no weapons.
Right, right.
Now,
right.
If that's not
right.
cold blood,
yeah.
I don't know what you call that.
Right.
So,
right.
okay, Ms. Lane, what you thinking? What's your thoughts? Miss Nat, you there?
Or no?
Okay, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was like, hello? But no, it's, you know, this is, I mean, it's, I just can't, you know, stand to continue to see all this happen. It's just like, when is it ever going to stop? You know, it's so hard because you watch these families go through this, you know, time and time and time again. I've gotten to the point to where I can't even watch CNN, you know,
mm-hmm.
hardly at all
right.
because the stories,
right.
you know what I'm saying? It's just so heartbreaking because, you know, when is something going to happen to where we don't have to deal with this, you know, anymore? And these manifestos, you know, I feel like a lot of times, not all, but some of these, you know, mass shootings that have happened, you know, I feel like if people would have really paid attention to the things that people were writing on blogs and, you know, putting out in the public prior to them going and doing an act like this, and if it would have been maybe reported, then maybe somebody could have been stopped before it got to this point. But, you know, you can't wrap your mind around what would make somebody do something like this whenever you wouldn't do anything like this. It's hard to really grasp what would make somebody go into Walmart. I mean, we're not safe anywhere. Church, the movie theater, clubs, festivals, parades. I mean, it don't matter where you go, you know, and it's hard
right.
to live, you know, a life, you know, a good life whenever you have to look over your shoulder every single time you walk out the door, you know?
Right.
It's just sad. It's just sad. I don't even know what else to say. I'm just really tired of having to, like, see this all of the time happening, and something got to be done.
Yeah,
right.
absolutely. Okay, Mike, what you thinking?
Man, oh, man. You know, it's really, it's just sad. Like, nowadays that we can't even go to a grocery store, y'all. Just a plain old grocery store and go shopping. You know what
right.
I mean? It's like,
right.
he killed 22. How many, like, we don't know the rest of the shit that people had to duck down. We don't know because they trauma everybody that who was involved in it, who had to go through it. This shit is sad as fuck, man. This shit is so sad.
Mm-hmm.
And something needs to happen to him, like, ASAP. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because this ain't right. Like, we can't go through life have to, like we say, look over our shoulders, going to a simple old grocery store, going to the movies, taking kids out to play, to an amusement park, or anything to that nature. It's like nothing is safe nowadays. It's like, shit, I might as well just stay in the house, man, because I feel more safe than in my own house. But damn, do I want to live like that? No, because then you're going to get old and grow, you know what I'm saying? You're going to die off.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like so sad. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't do nothing nowadays, y'all. It's just, it's too sad, man. And it's just condolence to every family has to go through that kind of nature, because, hell, we sitting here just watching on, like, I've seen CNN just the trauma of people got to hide down.
Right.
The man will walk by somebody, double back. It's like, damn. You know what I'm saying? It's like so sad to the point, like, hell, I might just got them online all my shit and just hope for the best, man. Cause that's what it seems like it's going to come down to. It just seems like everybody's going to get hit to the technology and just say, shit, I just stay in my own home. Because if I got to live like going to grocery stores and shit and not be safe, I don't even want to go nowhere, man.
Right.
Well,
wow.
It's crazy.
It's sad, man.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I think the government set this bullshit up, for real. You know what I'm saying? They set up these mass shootings. You know what I'm saying? To get rid of the population. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Well, they were kind of trying to, like, steer it toward, like, racism. And, like, it was, you know, racially motivated, that the one guy that went to the Walmart, I know, specifically said that he was tired of the increasing Hispanic population in Texas. So he was going to do something about that. So that was his reasoning for doing that. But in the midst of doing that, you kill a 25-year-old mother that was shielding her 2-month-old baby. So you won't kill her baby. So they looking for the daddy, trying to find the daddy, call the daddy, you know, just in case the daddy wasn't in the stove. Then they discovered that the daddy dead, too. So the mama and the daddy done died, and the baby is
the only...
That's
the story that I saw that took me out. That's when I turned to him.
Yeah.
Was that story right there. That heartbreaking.
It was sad.
Heartbreaking. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, one of them shot their sister too. I think it was the one in Texas.
Yeah.
Also shot his own sister.
They did say that.
I was like, this is crazy.
Ain't nothing safe out here, man. This is sad, man. This is too sad.
Okay, the guy, hey Rue, you got some thoughts on it?
I mean, these people been existed like forever. They've just been given a platform. Like, for me, the thing that disgusts me the most is the mass media coverage, the mass posting on Facebook, the mass nonsense, because you give these people a platform, you give these people this notoriety to seek and they desire. I mean, this is nothing but, you know, they copy and pasting like terrorists in other countries, copy and pasting, you know what I'm saying, a high war. We live in a video game society, so once you post up that somebody killed 20 people, you got some dude sitting at home, man, that would ordinarily, man, contemplating killing himself, cutting on himself, you know what I'm saying, and not end up doing nothing. Was sitting there thinking, like, 22, like, I can get about 26, man, if I do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you trying to get the top score, it's like, man, I remember when I was doing some work in Sacramento, California, and, like, they had this one news media dude. At first, I was kind of offended by it, but now that I look at it, I understand it, and I think it works best, because he never would say these people named that did drive-by shootings. He would say this coward, or, you know what I'm saying, this individual, or whatever he chose to call them, committed this heinous act. But whenever you give somebody like this front page media picture, like, you know, you dig into their past, You posted all these pictures of them. You giving these people this notoriety. It's like they sitting in prison like, man, hey, I'm living, man. And what people don't understand is like Manson is not nothing new. The whole Manson gang got fan clubs. All the serial killers got fan clubs. All the mass shooters got fan clubs. All these people, man, they prison books, man. Then, you know, JoJo, man, who, you know what I'm saying, accidentally beat a dude to death that was trying to kill his wife. You see what I'm saying? So it's like this something, man, that, you know what I'm saying, people is embracing that, man. So given the opportunity to promote your cause, to promote your ideology, to promote your philosophy, man, on a stage like, you know, national media, people going to take advantage of that, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to be heartless, man, and eliminate, you know what I'm saying, the human cost to all this. But I'm simply saying, man, it's time that people quit jumping on the bandwagon. It's like, you know, the Democratic Party is like Auntie Tanya. Every time she hears somebody sick, she popping up at their house trying to see what they got that she could steal. So they keep doing this with the gun laws. Every time somebody gets shot, they want to change the gun laws. Man, fuck the gun laws, man. Y'all need to start passing some laws and saying we not going to mention these people's names. You dig what I'm saying? We only going to focus on the families that died, man. We not even going to talk about these pieces of shit, man. Just going to be innocent. Not gonna give them no ride. So it's like I'm offended by that, man. I'm offended by how you make these people famous. Like you dig in their high school yearbooks, man, and post these pictures of them when they was throwing touchdowns and shit or catching touchdowns. Like you promote people, man, like they getting famous. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter if they give them life in prison or they execute them. It don't matter none of that because they don't care about the dying. Yeah, they don't care about the dying.
They've been doing that shit forever.
Yeah, right. Man, that's what I'm saying. But they being given a platform now. And like I said, man, they got the video game mentality. You know what I'm saying? Everybody played at the arcade, man. You know, you played a little whatever game, man. And when you get the high score, you put your name, you type that shit in quick. Then somebody come through there, they want to scratch your name. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's like the mentality they got. They want to be the person that shot the most people. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what it comes down to. Same thing, man. They talk about gun laws. All you nice kids that got all these Jordans and all this nice shit and y'all popular, when you see Joey sitting over there in the corner and nobody talking to him, go over there and sit down and talk to Joey and find out what's on his mind, man. Because I don't want to hear your fucking bullshit later on when you talk about, I don't understand why somebody would do that. When you walk by with your Prada bag and your bullshit and ignore the fact that he was getting bullied and shit. You see what I'm saying? So that's the whole thing, man. The whole thing is everybody got to step up, man, and take responsibility for this bullshit and quit asking all these questions about gun laws. And that's my opinion. You know, man. My prayers go out, man, to all the people that lost their lives, man. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate, man, but they gone, man. And somebody need to do something so nobody else got to go through what the people that's going through this weekend is going through next weekend. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know.
Okay. That's what's up. Okay, y'all. And I do want to get into this next topic before we get to break. There was a Georgia teen on Friday. His name is Kevin Watkins, and he was sentenced to life in prison for strangling his sister to death over a Wi-Fi password. Now, he was 16 at the time that this happened, and he changed the password to the family Wi-Fi because he felt the connection lagged on his Xbox when too many people was on the network. So he changed the password. So the mother from the article said that she tried to take the Xbox or something, and the sister, Alexis Watkins, she was 19, confronted him. And during the argument between the siblings, Kevin some kind of way got her on the floor and put her in a chokehold. But this chokehold lasted for over 10 to 15 minutes, you guys, and he did not let go until the police got there, after the police got there. And, you know, they had worked to try to revive her, but they later pronounced her dead at the hospital of asphyxiation. Mm. So they found him guilty on Friday
of murder and aggravated assault, and he was sentenced to life without. So the thing that I didn't really get about this story is he waived the right to have a jury of his peers, and he went with the judge, whatever the judge was going to decide. And so I don't know if that was the wisest thing to do. It's just not to me. You know, he might have got a chance to get another chance with a jury. I don't know. Our judicial system so fucked up, y'all. It's so fucked up. I don't even know, you know, if he would have had a chance or not. But I'm just saying, I felt, you know, with 12 people deciding, maybe better than just one person's view of how you gonna be or what's gonna happen in the future or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
yeah.
I don't know, you guys. What do you think? Like, do you think the sentence was too harsh? Being he was 16 at the time that this occurred. So I don't know. Diahiru, you think he was too young? I mean, you know, you think this sentence was too harsh for him?
Man, that nigga killed his sister, man, because he couldn't play video games, man. Fuck that.
For real?
Like, what?
Okay.
Yeah. That is true.
And just because, fuck his mama too, because that ain't the first time the nigga did some bullshit around the house. She stepped back watching all that bullshit, you know what I'm saying, pretending like it was going to go away, it wasn't that serious and all that. Him and his sister been fighting. He been beating up on his sister. He been hitting her, doing all that. Probably hit his mama too. She should have got that boy some help. She ain't get that nigga.
And that's what that is exactly what the judge said.
That's what that's,
you know, giving him his sentence. That's exactly what she said. That the mother should have handled that. She should have seen the problem and had and got him some help. And she said it's sad that she didn't.
Just answer this for me. Because the mama should have went to jail as an accessory. How you sit there and watch your kid choke your other kid 10 minutes.
Right.
What the fuck are you doing? Looking for your idol and shit like that.
That's
shit on Facebook or something, or talking about in some group, my kid's tripping. That's some bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying? That's some bullshit. So I don't, like, I ain't got no sense. That nigga killed his sister.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, Ms. Nack, what do you think?
I'm on the same page as the guy I had ruined this one, shit. I mean, obviously, for a child to be 16 and have that much aggression to kill your own sister and don't give a damn over a Wi-Fi password, like, obviously something has been wrong with him. This type of behavior, that shit don't happen overnight. There had to be, you know what I'm saying, prior issues, probably since he was a child that was never dealt with, and that shit then built up, now, boom, he didn't kill his sister. And if somebody would have gotten some help, his mother would have gotten some help years ago, it probably would have never even led up to any of this. You know what I'm saying? But now it's too late, you know?
Really?
Parents don't even care about their kids.
Okay.
They don't care about their kids.
No, don't.
They don't give a damn. People that don't understand, like, the environment you be having your kids in, what your kids see and try to process, you know, at these young ages. Kids, their brains aren't fully developed like adults are. You know what I'm saying? They're not able to process certain things that, of course, we can process as adults. So it affects them differently. So it's very important for your child not to be seeing certain things and going through certain things at these young ages and shit. That shit will fuck a child up. People don't give a damn. And then after all these years, the shit builds up, and then boom, look what happened. All because you didn't take the time to be a fucking parent. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Now that he did what he did, he got to pay the consequences. But it's sad because his mama needs to be locked up too.
Yep.
She helped him get to this point.
That's
quite right
there, man. Sending them fake ass.
Being a parent requires a lot more than what people are giving up. You know what I'm saying? anybody can go ahead and like feed a child and shit like that. But if you're not really raising your child, talking to them, teaching them, making sure something's not bothering them, noticing different signs and changes in them, actually sitting down and having a conversation with your child, that shit goes far beyond, you know, taking them out to eat. You know what I'm saying? Buying them shoes, buying them clothes. Being a parent requires a lot more than that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so, man. Look, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm pretty sure all that's the same. Man, motherfuckers, mama, man, and auntie, whoever, they was ninjas. Nigga be in there too quiet for too long. He'll look up, they be in the doorway. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you
going? Yeah.
Man, these people, they hear windows breaking, TV shit. They hollering from their room while they on Facebook or on the phone, whatever they doing. Knock that shit off. What do they try to parent from their room or parent from the couch? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
ain't even
seeing what's going on. It's like, man, you know, you trying to babysit your kids with appliances and electronics and shit, man. And that's the problem, man. You giving your kid this shit, man, not as rewards or as learning tools, but like, look, go do this and get the fuck out of my face.
It's a miss. Okay, DJ Sergeant Rock, what you think?
Oh, man. I you know what? I don't know what to think. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy. It is just really, 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 really crazy. And the whole bottom line is the mama didn't do shit as far as, you know, getting her child some help. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it was like she was in a state of shock. You know what I'm saying? And then come to find out, you know what I'm saying, the little sister is dead, then, you know what I'm saying, she's going through all this, you know, emotional shit. But she should have seen that coming. You know what I'm saying? She should have seen that coming. I'm serious. Like, if
it just seemed to me like everybody
we had parents back in the day. Go ahead, Tweety.
I'm just saying I have been around kids that ran their parents before when I was coming, and they were scared of them. You know what I'm saying? Like they would whoop up at them, like they were gonna hit them. And I knew my mama would knock me black and blue if I ever even breathe wrong around.
Right, you know, I know something like that.
But it's something that's been going on, and you would be shocked to know how many parents really scared of their kids. I done seen kids slap the taste out their mama mouth, and she didn't do nothing.
Wow.
That's a shit.
Wow. Wow.
Ain't no way. So, I'm sorry, but I just had to relate to that. Like, I know about that.
And, you know, back in the days, we had grandmamas that didn't get that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about we had mamas that didn't play. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they was gonna know where your ass was at all fucking times. You know what I'm saying? And then it better not be no fighting going on. You know what I'm saying? Or else they gonna get crunk. You see what I'm saying? I think it's bad parenting, you know what I'm saying? But for her to sit up there and watch that shit, you know what I'm saying? She had to know that shit was going to happen one day. Trill.
Had to.
So, Snight, what you think? What you think about this?
Man, I'm just like Wi-Fi code. Listen, I'm just like y'all. This boy killed his goddamn sister, y'all. That is never gonna happen in my goddamn household. Any commotion, I don't give a fuck y'all fighting or anything. And once y'all have that one commotion, I'm in on it too. So what the hell y'all got going on in here? I need to see why you got these problems. Why, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, in my household, y'all might fight. Yeah, y'all might do a little shit, but. It's not going to stem from no old oh, you running me too. I'm running both of y'all. See, he probably been running her for so long, it's a goddamn shame that she probably, like we say, she's scared of him. Oh, oh, they ain't doing nothing. They just fighting. They just talking. Ain't nothing. He in here strangling 10 minutes. Got this girl dead in here. Like, you need that same time. You need that same time because you had him. You need him. And you was in the household with him. Just letting him do this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You should be rubbing me the wrong way when I hear this kind of shit. Man, it's family, man. Like, it's one thing to go beat up somebody that you don't know, but this is your family, this is your blood, this is everything. You know what I'm saying? If I got problems later on in life, I might have to look for you, for your help. The same one I done whoop your ass, I might need your help when I get old. You know what I'm saying? But you done did this crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he need all the time deserved. She needs that same time too. Man, you know, fucked up the whole family too. Like, you need to understand that comes along with this kind of behavior that just happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's it, man. It's sad. It's just sad, man.
Yeah. The article also said, y'all, that they had a 13-year-old brother that was trying to get him to stop choking her. He was trying to get him to stop.
Damn.
But to me, it's because he was treating his folks in the house.
God.
For this girl to be dead. It was just too many people in there.
What? Too many.
What the? And nobody could stop him in 10 minutes. Right. That's
Man, I was flung this motherfucker across the goddamn room.
Man,
that
nigga came off the top rope.
Everybody fell.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that nigga was the whole house. Everybody probably was scared of that nigga. You know. I don't know.
Yeah, because he was 19.
19.
He was 19 and he was 16. And he done killed her.
No.
So he probably been terrorizing everybody from the jump.
Oh.
Yes.
Man, ain't no way.
Yeah. Ain't no way. Yeah, sis might have to jump his ass. Uh-oh, we ain't playing that.
Man, he would have to die. He would have to die.
Yeah,
God damn it. He would have to die. God damn.
I mean, I'm just saying,
yeah,
I thought
no
the
way.
Police would have been there for a whole nother different reason. Because his ass would have been laying out somewhere stretched out, and I just going to tell him he was trying to kill my daughter. So I had to kill him. So he was going to kill her.
Right.
And that was going to be the end of that. They're going to do whatever they going to do.
True.
But it's just one of those things, y'all. Like, if you living in a situation like that with your kid, you need to talk to somebody. You need to reach out to somebody.
That's
you need to get some help. Do not let a child that you bring into the world run you. If you do that, then you have a problem. You have a problem.
Right.
You have a serious problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what the law says
to that point.
And if the law is so strict that you feel like you can't do what you need to do, then take him to the state and drop him off. Let his ass stay with them.
That's right.
Let them deal with it. Like, if you can't whoop him and you can't do nothing with him, drop his ass off with them and be gone.
I've had relationships sour because this particular person did what the children wanted her to do. So they wanted her, you know, not to date me. You know what I'm saying? It's all good as long as she's by herself. But the moment she go to talk about, you know what I'm saying, get with me, they're like, nah. And she went for that. So I'm like, look, I don't know what school you come from, but the school I come from, kids don't run shit. You know what I'm saying? Kids don't run a motherfucking thing. And like I said, if that had been me in that house, I'd have slung that little motherfucker all the way across the goddamn room. This is your sister, motherfucker.
Right. I'm telling you.
Shit.
That's right.
For real now.
Trill.
For real.
Okay. I got you guys on. We're going to take a little breather right here because we got to do some deep stuff. But it needed to be discussed. Like, everything we talked about needed to be discussed. And because this is crazy stuff happening in the world. But we got an exclusive, y'all, from Hero, and it's called Up and Away, and we're going to get into that right now. Mm-hmm. So you guys hang on tight. Don't go nowhere.
325
Music House. T-Row. L-Town shit, nigga. Never been about that booth, I lay yo. My bread, nigga, let go, my ego. Go. I like baby girl stack like Lego. Yeah. If your girl come to me, tell him let go. Cruising 9 to 5 with a boo thing. Think you wanna kick it like Liu Kang. Smoke in the air, choo-choo train. Throw a rope in the tree and watch you hang. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Gotta skip a truancy. Ass on the hook for the bait, it's how she live with me. You can take my order, drop a tips in your gratuity. I'ma go deep, make her holler for security. Time to squeeze the water from the cactus. Lay down on my mattress, there's no way be fighting, it's attraction. Vibing, seem to be compatible, we matching. Had to put her mouth to the test, now she latching. Pussy like potatoes, I'm grizzing. I'ma give it his V Slim Shady. I spit current, they can shock shit. I still float in the can, you can shoplift. Put on a parachute, fell from the top cliff. She think before I let go, can we lock lips? This is how a nigga ride, keep the block hip. Yeah, I had to drop anchor about to stop ship. Don't trip. Cruising 9 to 5 with a boo thing. Think you wanna kick it like Liu Kang. Smoke in the air, choo-choo train. Throw a rope in the tree and watch you hang. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Sunny side up in the beach like get money after F, that's a G life. I see eyes on a nigga like a P.I. Ready for war, call me Joe, I'm a G.I. When my daddy left home, I was knee high. We went from Bobos to some felines. Now I'm feeling on her ass and some Levi's. Honey got drip, that's a beehive. Going up, up, up and away. Looking to the sky like a nigga just prayed. I can't see shit doing music like Ray. I spit game like I run the arcade. Got my head tight like a nigga wear braids. Going in new, turning in my old ways. Never let a backstabber sing OJ. The gloves don't fit, free me like I'm OJ while I'm sipping OJ. Cruising 9 to 5 with a boo thing. Think you wanna kick it like Liu Kang. Smoke in the air, choo-choo train. Throw a rope in the tree and watch you hang. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. See my team on one accord. Floating like we on a hoverboard. Stay busy, know the trouble we aboard. Lot of Dallas where a nigga making noise. Jump with us, come vibe with us. Roll with us, you can come ride with us. Ducked off, come high with us. But if I call shotgun, would you slide with us? Bang, cruising 9 to 5 with a boo thing. Think you wanna kick it like Liu Kang. Smoke in the air, choo-choo train. Throw a rope in the tree and watch you hang. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down.
Less procrastinating. School was cool, but the cash had me fascinated. Rappers mad whack, trash juice, sanitation. These locks hotter than the hands of Satan. Listen, I can't be waiting to greater my situation. Dreaming about infinity pools and annihilating. Bumping 70s tunes, no more making felony moves. Heavenly groove with a veteran crew. Used to hit my little licks with my Mexican boo. Took long road trips, see Penelope Cruz. She said, Poppy, you the man. Been thinking about you all day. Gave me a hand job while I'm drinking Bombay. Back in the day, I was listening to Kanye. Dropped out of college, now I struggle for the Bombay. West side with my gun, call me Conway. End of the road on bending knee, they call you Wanye. Been nice since British nights and snow cones. So fly, I should rhyme near the ozone. I'm not for play, let me ride, word to Dr. Dre. I'm sure these rappers about to start rocking lingerie. Former trapper, plastic baggies in my castle. Graduated from crack with flakes in my tassel. Niggas rocking yoga pants, back BB Dazzle. And bitches out here fucking these niggas, it got me baffled. I cut the grass, but the snake still got in. I ain't no joke, microphone fiend. Rock him, came a long way from puffin' duck in my P.O. Rhyming all hype like my ghost writer is Debo. Crazy people, they questioning my sanity. I'm bringing light skin back single-handedly. These bitches singing on some Motown shit. They should have a couple rats as their profile pic. Used to keep the Trojans with me on some SoCal shit. Niggas acting like they go, but on some lowdown shit. It's your man CHJ, Duck City Music. Real niggas link up, we working, let's get to it. Bury your parent when you kill it, man. Peace to Eric and Parrish and Steve Miller Band. Rappers got airtime, my rhymes more iller, man. Don't care about their feelings, fam. An era mouth selling fans. They in the nosebleed, selling fans, making MCs nosebleed, and then I steal his fan. And I can just kill a man, ski till they nosebleed. They sniffing in the cut by the kilogram. The sound so dope, I move to the exit. Listen, quit fucking around with pounds, and now I do the metric system. And I ain't stressing about being the best hustler. Either you invested, my nigga, or you a customer. And nah, this ain't to dig 'em, smack, you smack me and get clapped with Max. I'm a soldier, you a dummy, I'ma take your rent. Ever heard fighting over money make no sense? You a simp, tricking chips, bitch, you ain't no pimp. I'm popping up with my hitters where that Draco went. It's not BET, but bet we got that hip hop. Blazing in the basement like Tigger dropping that Hitchcock. I'm Joe Claire, it's so clear. My shit polished, but my rap's gritty. I'm Rap City with Chris Thomas on the rampage. They not for real, crossing over. So what you saying, man? You got to chill. Back to business with my fishermen. Rap Gilligan on the island. Yo, you wildin', nobody ill as him. If you're listening, verbal murder is what you're witnessing. Rappers turn the burgers on track, we back ripping them. And it's a shame I have to mention them. Only hang with simpletons when strangling and lynching them. These half-assed cats be swearing that they all of that. I call them whack in the strap or have them falling back. In the cut, uncut, I spit the rawest crack. And you can suck my black balls, where the calling cat. The hardest rappers get slumped over. At target practice, we dump toasters at Trump posters.
I am here for you.
This is R.
I am here to serve you.
A.
I am here to give you whatever you desire.
R.
In return.
T.
You are forever in debt.
12.
From the cradle to the grave.
We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. Even when you're getting money, it's gonna come with a fee, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. You a star before I let you get a penny from me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. You can make it from the bottom, still working for me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free. We ain't free, the best lie ever told in the land of the free. I hypnotize them with scandalous propaganda, distracted by entertainment while working on my agenda. They slave them for legal tender, I tax them before they dinner. I'm happy for who they are, so I teach them to switch genders. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
I ain't shit free. The ideology having a lot of money, more power to bitter empower, calling with sick junkies. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
Toilet water come with a fee. I make you pay for every second you living, from the time you exit the womb to the hour you buried in a tomb. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
Hell, a fee come with a fee. I'm just a country trying to conquer the planet. The resistance is merely terrorists threatening to cause damage. We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. Even when you're getting money, it's gonna come with a fee, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free, you a star before I let you get a penny from me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free, you can make it from the bottom, still working for me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free, the best lie ever told in the land of the free. I teach a mother to come to me for her money, free housing for her and kids, so I'm keeping food in their tummy. The father is just a dummy, he better give me my money, or prison is in his future, I'm pimping them till they bum me. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
Jail time come with a fee. Collecting money from workers to pay the bankers and interest without an interest and feelings on how you living. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
Debit cards come with a fee.
You give me money for constructing the street in the return. I make you pay me for riding it with a toll fee. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
Libraries come with a fee. You better off gaining your knowledge from history. No mystery how I'm blatantly drowning you in your misery. We ain't free.
We ain't free.
Ain't shit free.
Ain't shit free.
We ain't free. Even when you're getting money, it's gonna come with a fee, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
Ain't shit free.
Ain't shit free.
We ain't free. You a star before I let you get a penny from me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
Ain't shit free.
Ain't shit free.
We ain't free. You can make it from the bottom still working for me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
Ain't shit free.
Ain't shit free.
We ain't free. The best lie ever told in the land of the free.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
I ain't free. You forgot about me. You forgot about me, sweetie. You supposed to shut that to me. You forgot about me.
True that.
All right. I want that shit.
I'm going to give it to you. I just forgot. There's a lot of stuff that went on, y'all, this week. For real now.
Right.
So we're going to get ready to get up out of here. And we're going to start with DJ Sarge Rock. Tell everybody how to find you, follow you, and all that good stuff.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? This your boy DJ Sarge Rock broadcasting live 7,000 feet via satellite from up under the ground. You're under dig. You know what I'm saying? Checking in the whole squad, real talk, round table, you know what I'm saying? We the shit, you know what I'm saying? So get that through your funky ass head, you know what I'm talking about? If you want to follow me on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, at Anthony DJ Sergeant Rock Hale, that's H-A-L-E, last name, or you can follow me on Instagram, DJ Sergeant Rock _ workshop, you know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for Soule Spain, 9/11. Be on the lookout for Phenomenal, the Nami Rock Show. And be on the lookout for DJ Sergeant Rock Presents The Package. And it's coming exclusively to tapesauce.com. And I'm out this raggedy ass bitch, Trill.
Straight like that.
Okay,
like that.
Google whatever the hell, but no, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. Y'all can go on Instagram and just type in Snipe on the Beat, and then that's how you gonna find me. But you can still Google what the fuck, and then you might see a picture of me with a middle finger too if you wanna follow me like that. Okay.
Wow.
But I'm out this bitch too.
Okay, the guy
Hey Ruth. Yeah, man, you can follow me on Twitter at HERUKHUTIREBORN. And I ain't out of here, man, but I'm about to get into something.
My God. Okay, Miss Nat.
Right, y'all can find me on IG, Snapchat, all that at Ms. Nack. That's at MIZZNAK. Y'all already know. Facebook, we'll talk about that another day. Just hit me on everything else besides that, and then, yeah.
That's it. Okay. You guys can follow me on IG at Tweety Bird, BYRD334. What were you saying, Hey Ruth?
Oh, I wasn't saying nothing, man. I'm just over here like laughing at y'all crazy ass motherfuckers.
Oh. What we do? What we do? Oh, you laughing at us, but you can't tell
me
what we did.
Oh, man, no, I'll just think about how much I would get paid for a premium Snapchat. That's all. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. You know what? I'll take your dollar.
All right, you guys, tune in next Monday at 9 p.m. right here on Real Talk Roundtable. Y'all, we on season 2, and it's only going to get better. It's only going to get better. And we still looking for them shows, Miss Nat. Miss Nat got a show coming out, y'all. I don't know when she going to debut.
What?
Are you
serious?
Will never. She will never. Just put me straight on blast, didn't she? It's on something just a little bit light.
Okay. All right, you guys. Thanks for tuning in with us. And we got to play some of this Joe Bond, Give Me the Money, because everybody wants the money. See y'all next Monday.
Okay.
All
right.
Trill.
Give me the loop.
Trill.
Give me the money. Driving up and down, gouging up, yes, sir. Automobile been behind, collect the call in all time. Can't buy the food you wanna eat. Price is rising on the bread and meat. Laying off on your job, and make you feel like you're being wrong. Overseas bringing automobile, USA $1 million deal. For people later, overseas your job. Working people. Everybody wants it. Don't care who owns it. Everybody needs it. If you let money make you, men and women out on the street, robbing everybody while you sleep. Sorry, man, you should be ashamed. Out there robbing like you're going to sing. Everybody knows it's not a prank. Got women, robbing stores and banks. Working people, we all better fight. They out there robbing day and night. Young people getting caught on the hook. Out there snatching women pocketbooks. Working people, working hard. Hide your checkbook, your credit card.
Give me the money.
Everybody wants it.
Give me the money.
We need to make a change. We need.
Trill.